Colette, tell me what you know about the Clockwork people.
What can I know?
How did you wind them up?
How could Colette do that?
I know you did it.
No. There are so many.
Colette.
Okay, I did the devil.
You wound up the devil?
Yes.
And who else?
The Grim Reaper.
I should have known.
That was Colette.
Who else?
Just one or two, maybe three.
You didn't wind up all of them?
No.
But why did you have them chase Jack?
Oh, because that was so much fun.
Were you trying to hurt Jack?
No.
Oh, Colette. I wish you wouldn't do these things.
But he started it.
Then, who wound up the others?
They did.
They wound up each other. But how? We couldn't find the key.
Did you look?
Well, yes, of course.
Did you look in their pocket?
Oh, they all carry a key?
Yes, in their pocket.
Oh, I see.
I had so much fun.
I know you did.
Okay, and now what?
Colette, I don't know what we've started here.
You mean it was Colette who was responsible for winding up Death and the Devil?
Jack, she didn't mean any harm.
Oh, yeah, you're kidding, right?
No, she said she was just having fun.
Just having fun? The Grim Reaper was taking swings at me with his scythe. He was trying to lop my head off.
Jack, she didn't mean to hurt you.
Oh, no. What about the devil? He was chasing after me with a pitchfork. Like I was his runaway marshmallow. Mojo, this is not funny. If I ever get my hands on that little squirt, I don't know what I'll do, but I'll think of something.
Flanders, you were right. The automata were possessed.
Yeah, possessed by a little imp called Colette.
Ah, here comes Andola.
Andola, what is happening down below?
The clock. It is now. Tick-tock, tick-tock.
And what about the automata? Are they still down there?
They are coming back up.
Uh-oh. Well, sounds like we've started something here.
Yeah, God knows what.
It is now time I take my leave.
But where will you go?
I shall return to the island of Baroness Andola von Falkenstein.
God.
You are right, Fräulein von Falkenstein. It is time we all leave.
Yeah, let's get out of here before those wound-up robots come spewing out of the bowels of the clock, looking for humans to sacrifice, huh?
Oh, man, come on. You were having the time of your life.
Yeah, I almost lost it a couple of times, too.
But what will happen now? Does anyone know?
Oh, it will take time, Claudine.
Maybe it will make time.
It takes a long time to understand nothing.
Well, I'll drink to that.
Come. It is time for us to return to the Illuminato.
Until next time.
Goodbye, Andola.
See ya.
So long.
Ciao.
Now let's get out of here, huh?
And meanwhile, back in Inverness, the caretaker, old far-seeing Art, checks the clock on the wall.
Well, looks like 48 hours have passed since they went up into that steam room. Time for the steam dreamers to awaken.
And so once again, old Art makes his way up the steps, through the hollow walls, and to the door with the sign, Steam Dreamers Welcome.
Time to rise and shine. Well, here I come, ready or not. Pretty steamy in here. We're all still sitting there, dreaming away. Well, time to shut the old projector down. And then wait around until somebody starts to stir.
And so Art closes the valves on the old Victorian slide projector. The great machine gives a final hiss and falls silent. time passes. The room cools. And finally they awaken.
Oh, God. Oh. Hey, Mojo, you awake?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Claudine?
Oh, shh. I'm still dreaming.
No, you're not.
I don't want to come back.
Ever?
Maybe for holidays.
Oh, where's Olaf? Is he around here?
Yep.
Oh, there you are.
Did you have a nice vacation?
Oh, I wouldn't call it nice exactly. Mojo, what do you think?
Well, I'd call it another adventure and feet don't fail me now.
Sounds like you all have been having a good time.
I don't know if it was good, but it was lively.
Oh, Jack, you were having the time of your life.
Well, you know what they say.
And what's that?
Whether it's the best of time or the worst of time, it's the only time we got.
I can't argue with that.
Now, those are wise words, Art.
Yep.
Our three adventurers once again tidy up, eat hearty, and meet out on the patio to watch the sun setting over the misty, rolling hills of Inverness.
So, what did we accomplish this time?
We put things back in order.
Mojo, you agree?
Well, I don't know. That clock was stopped for so long, and now that it's gone again, I don't know what it's going to do.
But who built the clock? And why?
Well, Isaac Newton once said, "I cannot imagine how the clockwork of the universe can exist without a clockmaker."
Mm-mm. It was Voltaire.
Oh.
You know, I'm glad we got out of there before that clock started striking the hour.
Why? What did you think would happen?
A giant cuckoo bird would pop its head out, grab the zeppelin like a bug in its beak, and pop back in again.
Well, whatever disaster we may have set into motion, we can blame it all on Colette.
Jack, you can't blame her for everything.
Oh, can't I?
Colette helped us in the past. You know that.
No. That was before she knew me.
Oh, Jack, give her time.
You know, the captain told me an old German proverb.
Yeah? Was it about time?
Oh, yeah. He said, "Time is a great teacher, but unfortunately, it kills all of its students."
Oh, that's not very encouraging.
Well, they also say, the trouble with our time is the future is not what it used to be.
They also say, today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday.
And they say, make use of your time if you love eternity.
Ooh, I like that.
We all have our time machines. Some take us back. They're called memories. Some take us forward. They're called dreams.
Oh, I like that too.
In good times and bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for.
A little touch of Hallmark there.
Well, looks like we're about to run out of time.
Oh, I think there's time for one more.
I have one.
Is it about time?
It's about time.
Well, Jack, take your time.
I will. Time is too slow for those who wait, too swift for those who fear, too long for those who grieve, too short for those who rejoice. But for those who love, time is an eternity.